KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hello, I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. Proxima is an unusually affecting film by Alice Winokur, with Eva Green as Sarah, an astronaut in conflict. She's preparing to slip the surly bonds of Earth for a one-year mission aboard the International Space Station. She's also desperate to strengthen the precious bonds between herself and her 7-year-old daughter, Stella. For a while, this looks like it's going to be a space adventure, but it's really about a mother's love and a case of mutual separation anxiety prompted by the prospect of a really big separation. The film is available on digital platforms and VOD. A couple of months ago, Netflix started streaming a series called Away. It's a combination space opera and soap opera that interweaves action aboard a mission to Mars with concerns about family life back on the home planet. The focus here is on a single adventurer and what she and her child go through in the anxious weeks before blastoff. The film is set in Germany and Russia and does justice to the technology, but operates most powerfully in the precincts of two hearts. The protagonist of the story is actually the daughter, Stella. She's played beautifully by Zélie Brûlant. Stella's mother is there to solve problems, learning what she needs to know for the mission, finding the physical and spiritual strength to make it through her astronaut training, summoning up the courage to leave her daughter she may never see again. But it's Stella who has to change and grow she does in the course of watching Sarah train, then visiting her mother at Star City, the Russian space complex, in time for the launch. Proxima isn't perfect. An American astronaut played by Matt Dillon is written coarsely as a male chauvinist clod, though he does come around for no apparent reason to a state of partial grace as the training wears on. On the other hand, Alexei Fateyev is charming as a soulful Russian astronaut who recites an exquisite Mandelstam poem by the light of a fire in a forest. At first, Stella is portrayed as a child with special needs. She announces almost cheerfully to her Space Center chaperone that she is dyslexic, dyscalculic, and dysorthographic. Yet there's no trace of dyslexia when she reads aloud the emails her mother sends her. And a plot twist toward the end has Sarah doing something in the name of motherly love that's not only foolish, but selfish, even dangerous. But the mother-daughter relationship at the film's core gives a strong sense of Stella's future. Everything we need to know about the young woman she'll become is visible on her face as she watches the rocket go off. She is her mother's daughter. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.